So we had quite a long discussion about last and I think it's maybe at the time now to summarize some of those things, as you said, the Mekong. And just now kind of rethinking for yourself as a recap, we talked about creating, first of all, some kind of travel plan, getting costumes on that, and then identifying some areas for visits and key people in those places that we begin dialogue with now through different modalities, but kind of came to voice as being very important in podcasts, and talked about the actual visit itself, creating some kind of conduit for sustainable community-based economic development initiatives that kind of bring outsiders to a greater understanding of the region and the people within the region access to, I suppose, amongst other things, new markets, ideas and support and collaboration. And having some initiative that creates really meaningful engagement from all parties and active participation. And as we spoke about, it being the present, but also creating some kind of legacy to the future. Absolutely. I mean, I would love, just being in New Zealand here, a couple of spaces that I can think connecting. One is colleague Michelle Lee, who is working with her Maori community down in the South Island, and I think we can connect with the relatives through Web 2. And then actually just my community here in Waikiki, but the youth community here and their voice. I would like to see brought into the conversations. Yes. Something that we talked about yesterday, you put forward, was the desire to bring these conversations quickly to a visible and transparent surface. Now, I think that's absolutely vital. Yeah, it's not only a principle, it's a process and a practice, isn't it? And, well, I suppose in this conversation here, we're making a contribution to that. So. And I think your point of it being inclusive of the glitches and the blunders and the hesitations, and getting over that preciousness. I've lost you. Hello? No, there we are. There we are. Talking about glitches. There we go. I know that there is a desire there for this type of activity. And so it's just an energy thing for me to do, to put some energy into it and make the start of these conversations. Some of these conversations. So I will do that. I commit to doing that. I also commit to putting up some of those tapes and videos that I mentioned of teachers in that area who spoke to me earlier on this year with their hopes and desires for technology and learning, or technology in learning. So I will do that as well. Well, thank you for making this happen, Alex. Well, I mean, it's been happening for almost 10 years for EO in that region, so yeah, I agree. The more the better, isn't it, really? As long as there's respect to EO.